This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The Austrian Parliament is to hold a special sitting to debate what's become known as the Telekom affair. Telekom, which is partly owned by the state, is said to have paid millions of euros to lobbyists who then channeled the money back to the company's own board members and political parties. But now, as Kerry Skyring reports from Vienna, the circle of those under investigation is widening.
The scandal first came to light via an internal investigation ordered by the current Telekom Austria Board of Management. It revealed that back in 2004, the company's share price was most likely manipulated. Senior managers from that time are alleged to have made millions and are now under investigation. And in what is now emerging as Austria's greatest financial scandal of the past decade, Telekom Austria itself says millions of euros were paid to lobbyists without any recognizable service in return. The suspicion is the money was used to provide kickbacks to politicians or paid into party funds. Former Vice Chancellor and Transport Minister Hubert Gorbach is one of several leading figures in the spotlight. Professor of Criminal Law Susanna Reindl-Kroskopf says there's more to come.
Of course, we don't know what is still to be uncovered, so I wouldn't yet like to call it the greatest scandal of the decade. But from what we can tell from the way it's spreading, it will be among the biggest in recent criminal history.
The lobbyists who've collected millions have been in the headlines before. Peter Hockegger pocketed still unexplained millions for his involvement in the privatisation of state property. Telekom Austria says they've paid him 25 million, but can't work out what he did to earn at least 9 million of that. And it's alleged the weapons lobbyist Alphonse Mensdorf-Pouy received 3.4 million euros in 2004, again for no discernible service. The company is still 28% owned by the state and employs 16,000 people. No surprise, then, that with politicians back from their summer holidays, the affair is dominating the political agenda. Chancellor Werner Faymann's Social Democrats are so far not involved in the scandal. Everything must be done to clarify who is involved, so in the end we know who they are. As Chancellor, I won't make any knee-jerk reactions, but rather I trust the justice system to work towards complete clarification. But Mr. Faymann's coalition partner, the Conservative People's Party, is in the firing line. Most of the alleged corruption took place when it was in power, between 2000 and 2007, with Wolfgang Schüssel as chancellor. Many of those being named are now out of politics, but the party is worried about its image. People's Party Finance Minister Maria Fechter sought to spread the blame.
What took place in the past must be cleared up. As far as my information goes, all parties are involved.
Along with the ongoing criminal investigations, there'll be a special session of Parliament called by the opposition parties to debate the Telekom affair. Then, according to most analysts, a parliamentary investigative committee will almost certainly be established. Kerry Skyring, Deutsche Welle Radio, Vienna.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.